Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. I'm using my FM voice. What's happening? We appreciate you listening, all the support. I really thank you to everyone who has donated to the podcast. You can do that. Like, if you look underneath the link on Apple, it'll give you all of the places that you can donate to the pod. And I am overwhelmed by, even if it's $5, like it makes a difference. And we're going through a little bit of a transition. I'll talk more about that next week here at House of L. But I'm going to be doing more stuff, like me personally, doing more stuff. So it's nice that I can reach out, and we're making a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot because we're not making a lot. We are making enough money to sustain ourselves. We continue to finish in the black year after year, which is good. And I didn't really do House of L to make a profit necessarily. When I started House of L, it was a class project while I was in grad school at Alabama. And it was also, I wanted to have a place where when I'm done with the industry, or the industry is done with me, I would have a platform if I wanted to say some stuff, if I wanted to talk about some things. And that's what House of L has been. But it's been really cool to for people to donate. And you don't have to. Like, we're not, I don't want you to donate thinking that we're destitute. Like, we're not. It's fine. But if you appreciate the pod and you don't mind throwing $5 or $10 here or there at the pod, honestly, if everyone who subscribed, like, I'm not planning on putting this behind a paywall, at least not yet. Although I do wonder about that model, like the Patreon model. Like, even if half of you go, but the rest of you pay $5 a month, it'll end up being a net positive. But everyone's hit over the head with having to pay for content. And I don't mind that this content is free. But if you want to donate, you're more than welcome to. If you got an extra $5 to spare, $10 to spare, there was one donation, I think it was like $50. Thank you very much. It's very nice of you. And it's very much appreciated. Speaking of money, let's get after it. Let's talk about this. I am having a lot of fun in a White Sox season that is not fun for anyone who isn't one of us. One of us. One of us. Meaning, if you're someone who has enjoyed the Holmes maneuver, as we playfully call it, it's really just a fade. There are some specifics to it, though, which I'll get to. And I know eventually I'm going to be proven wrong on a grand scale. Like, I know that because it's gambling. Although I've been right. I had someone reach out to me and say that they were 11-5 in using the Holmes maneuver. And that is great. For those of you who are new to the podcast, or this is, you just clicked on because you wanted to hear about this, here's what it is. We've used the Holmes, we've been perfecting the, here at House of L, we've been perfecting the Holmes maneuver. We've been using it in Bulls season a lot. Like, we would look at games that the Bulls would play, and we go, oh, yeah, they're going to lose this game because they're a middle-of-the-road team. So we used to do it, and we used to joke about that on the show. With the White Sox, they're far worse than a middle-of-the-road team. They are in contention of being the worst team in the history of baseball. As it stands right now, they're tracking it like 41 or 42 wins, which puts them right there with the 62 Mets, the expansion Mets. And one would have to think that once trades are made, once you trade Paul DeJong and Tommy Pham, maybe Eric Fetty, maybe Garrett Crochet, once you start trading away your better players because other teams are like, well, we're in the middle of this wild card race, we could use another power bat like DeJong or a guy that can play a couple different positions, has a little sandpaper in him, and is hitting well like Tommy Pham. Or we can use Garrett Crochet's final 45 innings that he's going to throw this season and then have him under control for the next couple of years. I don't know if the White Sox have the stomach to trade Luis Robert. Like, the signal that that would send. You know what? Dan and I should, I'm going to put that down on the list of things that Dan and I should talk about on tomorrow's show or one of our shows. I'm not sure when you're listening to this. I don't know if they have the stomach to be like, yeah, we're gonna move on from one of the most complete players that our franchise has seen, except for the injury part. He can do everything except stay healthy. So anyway, the way that this came about is I didn't really do a lot of sports betting until sports betting came to the Score. I remember NBC actually saying something to me a couple years ago, maybe 3 years, 4 years ago. Yeah, like right before the pandemic, they started talking to me about how they were going to move in a different direction with some of the broadcasting because sports betting had become so popular that they wanted to know like how much I knew about sports betting. And I know lines. I understand how to read lines, that sort of thing. I wouldn't consider myself a sports bettor. I still honestly don't. My education has been sped up by working with guys like Joe Ostrowski, and he's been on this for forever. Listening to the BetQL people, Trista Crick, folks like that have really upped my knowledge. Some of my producers over at NBC Sports Chicago have been great because we build it into, because of now it's Fanatics Sportsbook, we build it in the mentions into the platform of Football Night in Chicago. So we do like a best bet segment. And so I've been learning a lot about it. I've been betting on Alabama games and Alabama to win the championship, like heart bets, not necessarily head bets. But with the White Sox, it's a complete head bet.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
I know there are people who are mad at me because I've made myself very clear in that I am no longer a fan of this team, and I'm not going to be until there is a ownership or direction change. Like, maybe Jerry still owns it, but they actually decide to run it like a real baseball team, then I'm back. You might even see me at a game. Not by my choice. Apparently, my family still wants to go to games. I'm sitting there talking to my dad, and he's like, let's go to a game. I'm like, Pop, they're terrible. He's like, I don't know. But he wants to go to a baseball game. So we'll probably go to a baseball game. My little nephew, Cam, he wants to go to a baseball game. So I'm probably going to take him to a baseball game. I'm not that interested. But it's fun. It's fun to watch it play out, and your instincts and what you've learned about a team be accurate. Like, in the business of doing sports talk, there is something to the idea. There's ego. Like, I'm not going to lie to you and say I don't have an ego. I think for the most part, my ego is in check. For the most part. There are days when I get outside of myself. But I usually can reel myself back in fairly easily. But the ego part, it's nice to be right about things. And you're not guessing as much as you're taking your history and you're applying it to the situation. So looking at the White Sox roster and saying, that's a really bad team. Now, even I didn't think they would be this bad. I thought that they would be, and maybe they still will. There's still time. There's still 100 or so games left for them to do this. I have a belief, and that belief is based in the history of the game, that almost every team wins 60 games. Even the worst teams win 60 games. Now, historically bad, which is what it seems like this version of the White Sox is, all bets are off, except they're on. They're on inside the Holmes maneuver. And seeing people, like seeing it become a fun bit for the show, and it's not like make-believe, it's something that I do, and it's something that I think listeners to the radio show or people who follow me on social media, I think it's, as far as bets go, I find it to be a solid strategy. I always try to tell people it's not going to work every time. Like this week, I think if you would have done the Holmes maneuver for every in the last six games, because the White Sox have led in the last six games, you would have been 4-2. And depending on when you decided to hit the maneuver, like in the game, the first game in Seattle, had you hit the maneuver in the eighth inning, the odds would have been plus. I saw plus 1,100. I saw, if you bet in the top of the eighth, plus 1,900. Someone told me they got plus 2,200. And if you bet just a few dollars, you can have some extra dollars. And it's not often that someone who gives out betting advice, and I'm using air quotes because I'm not going to tell you how to bet on anything other than this. I am not out here with a 1-900 number. I am not some NFL handicapper. I have really bad thoughts on betting college football because I bet with my heart. But this thing, there's enough data now to say, yes, Lawrence is onto something, and it's worth the risk occasionally to do this. And if you did it as a betting strategy, I would suggest that this year, and who knows what happens next, I'm not going to say this is something that we should do forever, but you would make money on it. And I get a kick out of the fact that listeners get paid. Like, if you're going to do the sports betting, why not do it in a fun way? And this is a fun way where we're doing it as a community. Does it suck for the White Sox? Sure. White Sox players, I feel terrible for. Now, most of them are not very good, but that doesn't mean that they should be playing on the worst team in Major League Baseball. I don't think that the White Sox have done a great job of treating fans well by doing everything they can to put a winning team on the field. And I'd love to see that change, but I don't think that it's going to, at least not anytime soon. So we get to have fun with it. For those of you like, so wait, what is it? So to me, I feel like when the White Sox get up three runs in a game, that's when you engage. Some people just like to do it when the Sox get a lead, and I'm okay with that. But me, it's usually a three-run lead or like a two-run lead late, meaning sixth inning or on, because no one trusts their bullpen. And no one trusted they're going to do, like, this is a team that had two balks in a game. This is a team that isn't good defensively. They have a manager who does really bizarre things. And if there's an opportunity for you as a consumer to make money on this, then I'm here for it. Can I just tell you, I'm not going to name any names because I don't want to out anybody on this. I have talked to a bunch of people. How can I make sure that I don't give anyone's identity away? I've talked to a bunch of people who you would know. Let's say it that way, that have jumped on the bandwagon and they now hit me up and they go, Holmes Maneuver won me some money. And getting those text messages or those DMs is hilarious. So look, gamble responsibly. Don't gamble more than you can afford. I don't. Figure out what your unit is going to be. Your unit, your bet unit. If it's $10, stay with it. If it's $25, $100, stay with it. And do your thing and enjoy yourself and try to have a little bit of fun in a season that's miserable. That's all I got. Thanks so much for the fun. Thanks so much for listening. We'll have more episodes coming out. More things I want to talk about with you. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the feedback that you're enjoying the shorter pods. We're going to try to keep doing that for you. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Cha-ching, ching.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.